Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. RJ with the fist pump right now on the fan cam, brought to you by Lifetime's Heating and Air, Dreamlending, Twin Peaks, and Goody Goody Liquor here on your home of America's team. Nashawn Wright is going to join us at 9 a.m. An awesome day for the secondary. Trayvon Diggs is looking like a stud out here. You had Maurice Kennedy and KZ picking off Dak Prescott. Fish, what did you take from practice besides Michael Gallup somersaulting over the fence?
I certainly have a theory about why the secondary played so well yesterday.
Okay.
And whether or not it's psychological or physical or maybe even a little coincidence, whatever. But
you think they turned it on because Malik Hooker was sitting there?
Yeah. And that doesn't mean that you weren't trying hard yesterday, but don't we all do that? You get a little fire lit under you by a change in circumstance, or somebody balls you out, or you just look around and go, oh, wow, I've heard of him. I know him. I know for a fact, first of all, Sean, let's go back to something you reported earlier in the week, that there's people in the building that thought that Wilson, this offseason, should have been a little bit more of a grinder.
Donovan.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not making that up. We're not ripping him, but we're not making it up. Then I got a friend of his who told me the other day, after he had a good day in practice, he's heard the buzz, meaning he's heard the negative criticism that Sean Sharif is reporting. Meanwhile, KZ, he did not have a good couple of first days. And then he got his hands on a ball, and all of a sudden now the secondary is saying, what are they saying? We're no fly zone. We're
airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Turn it all off. Airplane mode.
Which is great. It's fun.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious that the 31st best defense in the NFL now suddenly thinks that they're not going to give up any passing yards. I think the presence of Malik Hooker causes the other defensive backs across the board to go, hey, let's wake up a little bit. This organization cares, and this guy can play.
Xavien Howard has requested out. Any chance here?
So and I think it was a 13-year-old kid who does Photoshop, put him in a cowboy uniform. And Xavien Howard on social media liked it.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to give that too much weight.
Right.
But I think had he photoshopped him in a Bengals uniform, maybe Xavien Howard wouldn't have liked it. There is no particular connection here. Here's the problem, and I think it's a sexy idea. And, Choppy, I think you're in favor of this, right? Go, 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 in general.
He's not in favor of going to get Xavien Howard. Draft picks for him.
Yeah, it's draft picks and money.
Okay. That's the Cowboys' problem traditionally, without having to ask a million more questions specifically. You're basically paying twice.
Yes.
You're paying $20 million, and you're paying, a first-round pick.
Would they go back and do the Amari Cooper deal again?
Jerry still gets a tummy ache every time he thinks about it, even though they ended up paying him after the trade.
Right.
And they feel fine about it.
Okay.
But
so there's no difference here. It all depends how you felt about Amari. Xavien Howard to Amari, comparable talent, need, first-round pick, and you're going to have to pay. So if you felt like Amari was a home run, and that's why I'm asking, do they, then what's the difference?
Yeah, I would say, for me, I would say the difference is that, as much as important as corner is, it doesn't compare to wide receiver. You're never one defensive player away from winning a title in today's NFL. You're just not.
Yeah, but, I mean.
But you're building blocks away.
You're building and that's blocks a major... away, but you lose building blocks by getting him.
Well, you that first-round pick, again, you go back to Jerry with Joey Galloway and Roy Williams and all the stuff they've tried to do in using first-round picks. Chop, to your point, their argument is we already made our investment in cornerback. We just, in the last 13 months, used a second, and a third. We're building our cornerback stock. And it's a good answer because paying twice is costly. $20 million even for – I mean, he might be as good – last year he was as good a cornerback as it was in football,
yes.
Xavier Howard. But the paying twice when we know their philosophy is we already paid.
Well, you already paid – yeah, but you also paid the same way for Jordan Lewis, Cheeto, and Anthony Brown, and you missed.
Yeah.
And your secondary has been replaced. All of it replaced. So now Xavier Woods is there in that group too, and now we move on to Wright, Bosmans, and Diggs – am I forgetting someone?
Those are the three that you've invested in.
Yeah.
So you've thrown, as you said, you've thrown eight darts there
right.
in premium rounds in the last 5 years, and it looks like you've hit on one dart in Diggs. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Friend of the show, by the way.
Yes, friend of the show.
So,
man, I'm falling in love with this guy.
Yeah, he is an impressive kid,
Ooh.
Isn't he? And so once you get to know him a little bit, then you see their point. Right? You see that, okay, this is a quality player, quality person. He can play here the next 10 years. We got one. Now one of these other two darts has to come through. I think it's a story to monitor. Maybe when the price goes down, if it does.
I don't think it's going down.
It's going down.
All pro first team corner at the age of 28.
Yeah.
You're not getting him for a second.
That's
not happening.
And that interests me more, but I do think there's other teams out there that are more spendy than the Cowboys are in terms of the willingness to pay twice. And so I don't think he'll be a Dolphin for long.
Like the Rams don't care about paying twice. They pay twice all the time. They haven't had a first-round draft.
And they don't care about picks. Yeah.
Jared Goff was their last first-round draft pick.
Right.
He was drafted the same year as Dak.
Right.
They don't have one for three more years.
And they don't win Super Bowls either.
No, they don't. They make the playoffs every other year.
Yeah. Okay, can I tell my field story? Because I think one of these days, Sean – Somebody's leg is going to go flying out sideways, and
okay.
We're going to have an injury because of it. So it gets – you guys know it better than anybody because it seems like it rains every morning at 3 a.m., right, when you get up.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not raining.
It's a mist.
It's called marine level. And so it's just this thing that comes off the ocean and hangs in the air at 4 in the morning and makes everything wet. Well, of course, it makes the field wet naturally, too. You can see it every morning when you come out here.
Yeah.
And then you can see it at 11 o'clock when the team starts practicing, and there's divots everywhere. So what happened is, in combination with the marine level, last year, because of COVID, the city that does the maintenance on this field and the golf course cut their crew in half. So for the last year, there's been half as many people to work on this stuff. And because this, they don't make any money off this, but for 3 weeks, they make money off that golf course 52 weeks. Guess where the workers spend all their time?
Mm.
So the marine level contributes to the moisture. The workers are all up on the hill doing the golf course. And then there's the third part of this that I think is the most fascinating story. The staff has gone to McCarthy and say, are you sure you want to practice at 11 a.m.? And so they are looking at changing. There's a reason Jason Garrett practiced it in the afternoon, because the field was dry.
Right.
And I hope it doesn't take a Cowboy hamstring injury because of a slick field to cause McCarthy to go, oh, now I see what you're talking about. So let's monitor that as well. I would switch it. I would switch to a dry field all day long. What's the temperature change? Instead of 74, it's 76?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
It's no difference. The temperature, when we're out there, it's getting sunny.
I think McCarthy, though, I've been told, wants them done, wants their day done.
Totally understand. And nobody likes to change football. You know, this is when we eat breakfast. This is when we urinate. This is when we take a nap. This is when we meet. And you lock yourself into that thinking, and I get it. But the other day, Randy Gregory was Bambi on ice. For you old people to even understand what I mean.
I don't even know what you mean there. Whatever that means, whatever.
Ted Nicholas Payne knows what I mean.
We all know, I think.
You know, he was slipping and sliding and spindly-legged, and I want them to think about this before an injury instead of after.
Mike Fisher here in the Lifetime's Heating and Air Hot Seat. Should I make anything or speculate on why Amari Cooper was wearing his mask out here at practice yesterday?
Yeah, I think when you see TJ Vasher wearing a mask And when you see Amari Cooper wearing a mask, that is the Cowboys version of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wristbands. I was told the very first day that everybody on defense was vaccinated. And so that left five guys, which would, I think we just named two of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you got to find an answer here. You know, in Washington, Ron Rivera is upset. He can't get his team to comply, which is the first thing. That's the first time that he's screwed up with that team. They do everything he says. If he tells them start smoking cigarettes, they smoke cigarettes until now. And he's trying to point out, you know, I'm vulnerable. I went through cancer,
yeah,
and you guys aren't getting it. And so the Cowboys at least have solved that problem.
And then T.J. Ward, former Broncos safety, tweeted, "Hey, Ron, you know, it's not our fault that you had your health conditions, your life choices,
yeah,
to get cancer."
I don't think that's how it happened, T.J.
What an idiot!
I don't think that's how it came.
Blake Bortles got cut in Green Bay. Are we all just set here at backup QB? And if so, why?
They decided in the Pittsburgh game that Garrett Gilbert could play.
Oh my! Okay, that was one game.
Yeah, it was one game, and that was his ceiling game.
I think so too.
Like, he played very, very well in that game.
Did he?
Yes.
Or did he play well? Did he play like we got through it? We could have won.
Okay, he played to the point where he exceeded expectations. Our bar was set so low, that he played. Oh man, this guy actually looks like a reasonable quarterback.
I thought he played. Me too. I thought he played like, well, let's definitely bring him to camp, but not let's definitely anoint him as he's Steve Beuerlein, Rodney Peete, Wade Wilson,
Kyle Orton.
Right. No, John Kitna. No, but that's where they are. I mean, we're done.
They just don't believe in investing in that position.
They used to. We just rattled off the names. They went back when nobody made $1 million at quarterback. They went and got Bernie Kosar for half a season for $1 million because they thought they knew that backup quarterback is the 12th starter on offense. If this team, you know, there's that old Tom Moore deal in Indianapolis where he says, what do we do without Peyton Manning? How do we practice without Peyton Manning? He says, we don't. Without Peyton Manning, we're effed. Yeah, well, that's a funny quote.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be effed if you had a good backup quarterback.
Right.
If Dak Prescott is unavailable, they will not win with Garrett Gilbert. Will not.
No, and the thing is, and this is where, you know, the disagreements happen, is are you planning for one game or 10? Every team that loses their quarterback for 10 games is probably going to lose the season.
Right.
You know, one game here or there, but is it worth paying X amount of money for a 5% chance that your quarterback misses a game and it's only one?
Yeah, you are definitely, as Jimmy Johnson used to call it, hanging out. When you were in this situation, a position group, he'd say, we're hanging out, meaning we don't have very good answers and we're crossing our fingers.
Did you talk to your boy from Yahoo out here, Charles Robinson?
I did.
Did you hear what he had to say about his observations?
No.
That Amari probably shouldn't be missing any time around here. They don't want to hear you're banged up.
Yeah.
Don't be missing multiple games. No soft tissue stuff.
Yeah.
McCarthy really, really, really wants to establish the run. No Dak throwing it 50 times, not 40 either. And in love with Trayvon Diggs like the rest of us. But that was Charles with whatever sources he has out
good.
Here.
Yeah, the Diggs one is the easy one.
Yep, easy. Next.
Yelling at Amari Cooper doesn't work. That won't do it.
This feels like the unless like he gives them no choice, and he was really good last year, that we're going to get our Gallup-Amari decision.
Yes. And in the meantime, he's going to show up on Sundays. See, I just think you're at the point with Amari Cooper, I'm not concerned about Wednesdays because he goes to the Pro Bowl every year without practicing on Wednesdays and then does it on Sundays. So I think that is a coaching frustration.
Yeah,
that sounds like something that a coach, because Mike McCarthy wants to see him, but I bet you the Joneses don't need to see him.
Well, it's like you want to see your kid care. You know that they can do it. They're probably going to do it, but you'd like to see him like show a little bit of care,
right?
And that's the frustration with Amari. You can see it out here with his body language. It's just like, nah.
Yeah. Does he not care?
No, but that's the way you've talked to him. That's just the way he is.
Yeah. He's a different dude.
Quiet people get blamed for not caring.
And then they start yelling and we call him a diva.
Like, why did everybody like Chris Richard? He's an intense emotional coach.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't mean he cares more than the next guy.
Exactly right.
He's a loud buffoon.
Same thing with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn is is vocal and visible. Yeah. That doesn't mean he's a good coach.
Right.
Go win a game.
Dan Quinn could be a lunatic out there. I don't know.
Why is Mark Stein reporting that the Mavs' offseason focus is Kyle Lowry?
Yeah. The bad news is you're not getting Kawhi Leonard. The good news is you're no longer, for the first time in 22 years, pretending you are. So good. They got off that pipe dream before they wasted any time and the emotion of Mavericks fans. I do agree and believe in the idea of prioritizing a secondary ball handler. Having Luka Doncic bring the ball up the court,
yep.
Having to dribble 94 feet every – that's ridiculous.
I agree.
And we criticize Carlisle for that to his face.
Yeah.
A secondary ball handler, though, I need a secondary ball handler who's a star. And Kyle Lowry's probably a level below that. He's good, and he's good on both ends, too. Here's the trick on him.
He's also old.
He's 35, and it's going to cost you $30 million a year.
No.
If you want to keep my understanding is if you want to keep Tim Hardaway, which they do, and go get Kyle Lowry, the rules will require it to be a sign and trade, and that will require it to be a 3-year deal. So it's not like
you have to give Lowry a 3-year deal?
Oh, yep. My God.
Yep, according to the CBA rules as we understand it. So now you're locked into Kyle Lowry till he's 38.
Why, but it's so obvious as a no for me. Where is it for you? And this is the great Nico Harrison plan?
That's what I'm saying is that's – I wouldn't have hired Nico Harrison unless I already kind of knew that he was bringing a big suitcase with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the big suitcase can't be Kyle Lowry. The big suitcase can't even be Mike Conley, who is also would be on this list.
Yeah.
The big suitcase isn't Goran Dragic. They should be able to get Goran Dragic for free. They should be able to get Goran Dragic and say, listen, Miami, first of all, Miami might dump him because it takes $19 million and they need the cap room. So maybe he'll be free. Mm. He's Luka's dad.
Yeah.
If you can't acquire Luka's dad to help Luka, you should be fired. All three of you. Kid Cuban and Nico.
Didn't they get Luka's coach?
They did.
Igor.
They will get Igor, and that's a start to making this thing be Luka-friendly. But, you know, Kawhi Leonard's hard. That's a challenge. I don't hold you to that standard. You've got to get a Kawhi Leonard. But if you're going to go the entirety of Goran Dragic's career and never be able to bring him here, that's a failure, and you need to be better than that. Sean, if all this team does is re-sign Tim Hardaway and add a secondary ball handler, they're not better than they were last year.
Well, unless Kidd can get something back out of Porzingis, his Porzingis plan. I'm not just spotting up. They have decided that Porzingis was Carlisle's fault.
Uh-huh.
That's that was their meeting, and that is their public message, that Rick misused him, and Porzingis is only doing what he was asked. That's it.
That's it.
Stand outside and bomb away from three. That's it. That they decided to throw Carlisle's plan under the bus.
He was 2010, wasn't he? 29?
Something like that.
So... Are they predicting that he'll be better than 2010 this year? Because I'll take that bet. He's not scoring 25 points.
No, because I mean his career high is not even that.
Right.
You know. So, but you know they asked him. You could tell like he had 20 and 10, but you could tell the playoffs he was just stand there and do nothing.
They have to figure out Jason Kidd. I don't think it's about strategy as much as although that Rick's geometry thing, 7'3" guy outside. Look at the geometry. I never did buy that too much. Jason Kidd's challenge is psychological. It's not game planning. He's not going to game plan better than Rick Carlisle. There's no way. It's impossible. but can he figure out when to hug and when to kick better than Rick Carlisle? Jason Kidd, that's his challenge.
Mike Fisher at Fish Sports out here with us at Cowboys Camp.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swinging a high fly ball to short right field. In comes Gallo. He says he has it, and he does. And the 12-game losing streak is history. The Rangers have beaten the Diamondbacks 5-4.
And they snap the 12-game losing streak. Joey Gallo, one of the stars of the game, outfield assists. He hit a home run for the first time since the Derby at the All-Star break. Very emotional afterwards. Seemed to be saying goodbye to all the Ranger Tolos with the Major League Baseball trade deadline on Friday. So, Rangers, Diamondbacks, can't wait to see that TV rating or the radio rating, but Joey Gallo starring in it before probably being gone up out of here.
Could be his last game, or could be his second to last game. We don't know. There are rumblings, plenty of rumblings. John Morosi had the Padres and the Blue Jays and the Yankees as the most likely suitors. And as you mentioned, Vegas has the Brewers atop the most likely destinations for Joey Gallo. We don't know. We don't know where he's going to wind up. The price is going to be relatively high. And as Bassick has pointed out, and Sandler too, it may take Gibson and Gallo together as a package to be able to get the most in return. Because one by themselves may not get you a great prospect.
The Mariners players apparently feel betrayed after Kendall Graveman was traded to the Astros. He's been a lights-out reliever for Seattle, and he got dealt to the armpit, and the Seattle Times is saying several players opted not to speak on the record, but their anger was palpable. Sources said equipment was broken and smashed, while one player went absolutely mad. Betrayed was a word used often. Quote, are you blanking kidding me? It never changes. They don't care about winning. How do you trade them and say you care about winning, and you trade them to Houston as well? It never changes. The Mariners are within a game of the second wild card spot.
One game back of Oakland. 55-47. And they're basically giving up. Not giving up, but I mean, you know, you're trading a reliever, is not giving up, but this is a good pitcher. This is a guy who has pitched very well for them. And
yeah.
And trade him to a run.
Now, I'm not watching the Mariners, but you also got to know what you are. All right. A couple of different numbers say that this is a little fluky. They're overachieving.
100%.
They're minus 49 with a run differential. Fangraphs postseason odds has them at 6.5%.
Yep, so, I know.
Know what you are. I don't know what Seattle is. I don't care. But they're like, you know what? Yeah, we're a game out of the second wild card spot, but we need to trade this guy to get value.
I get it. But at the same time, guys, sometimes you go for it, right? This is the team with the longest postseason drought in the sport. They haven't made the playoffs in 20 years. 2001. You're a game out of the wild card with, let's see, 112 with 50 games to play. You're a game out of the wild card. You haven't been this close to the playoffs in a decade, right? Like, is what you're getting for Kendall Graveman going to put you over the top?
Yeah.
In the future?
Right.
You know, like, that's how I would look at it.
So they're ticked off. Baseball trade deadline on Friday. This story is developing out of Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is not practicing today because of COVID-related issues, according to Adam Schefter. The NFL flagged Lamar's latest COVID tests and is still trying to process and evaluate the results. Lamar tested positive for COVID last November.
Mm-hmm.
So Lamar being held out of Ravens practice today because of COVID issues, and Mike Florio reporting that more players are getting the shot, that the numbers are going up in terms of the players and the numbers are going up in terms of the teams when it comes to the vaccination. 85% of the players have received at least one shot, and 14 teams have at least 90% vaccinated. So I don't have, we don't have any updated Cowboys numbers. Fish was just on saying the entire defense he heard was vaccinated. So that would leave out some of the offensive players if his info is correct.
And I don't know, is Hooker, is he vaccinated?
Is Hooker clean?
Is Hooker clean? Yes. How that changes, if it would change, but yeah, that look, the Cowboys numbers are seem to be pretty good. You know, it's not perfect, but it seems to be pretty good.
And also, just to add on to that Lamar Jackson story, because I know RJ will be interested in this, with Lamar Jackson out right now because of this, Tyler Huntley, the undrafted rookie out of Utah, is now taking snaps along with their other backup quarterback, RJ, Trace McSorley.
Every game I'm scoring. I'm your favorite quarterback. They call me Trace McSorley.
Oh. Are you arm wrestling? Is that the move on the fan cam right there?
Yeah.
Trace McSorley, without question, the most popular quarterback on Madden last year.
1,000%.
No doubt.
Every single 10-year-old kid
every one of
knows
them.
That song. Every single one.
All right. Yesterday, the big news in the country was the CDC, with new mask guidelines, they are recommending for all of us to wear masks while indoors and at schools, vaccinated or not. What is the status of your kids? What was the minimum age vaccination wise? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
12.
12?
Yeah.
All right. If you care to answer, or you're comfortable, or either, all, none of y'all's kids vaccinated amongst the five of them?
Mine are, but they're not 12 yet.
But they're vaccinated?
They're not vaccinated.
Okay.
But they're not 12 years old yet.
Right.
And last I've heard, that was the youngest that you can get a vaccination. But so, no, they're not vaccinated.
Troy?
My two youngest are not. My son, Hunter, he'll be 15 in September. He starts freshman two-a-day football on Monday. And so we asked him earlier this week, hey, do you want to get vaccinated? I mean, it's your choice if you want to do this. He said, absolutely. So he got vaccinated.
Okay. How do y'all feel about this going back to school? I didn't realize yesterday until RJ said it. Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks until you go back to school.
I thought they just
got out.
It feels like they just got out. This has been the shortest summer of all time. I don't know what they're going to do. They, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not.
You had a COVID scare, you thought, like in the past 48 hours of both of them.
Both my kids were, you know, had a super high fever, but it was strep throat somehow. Like, so my kids, and Troy, I don't know if your school's the same way, and I hope I don't get my kids' school in trouble. They take their mask off last year every hour for 10 minutes. They had a 10-minute mask break. I'm sorry, what's the point?
A mask break?
A breather. Get a breather.
I understand that. And look, I was like, I found it funny. Like, it doesn't make sense. You're going to wear the mask, then you're going to take it off for 10 minutes every hour? Like, how isn't that counterproductive?
How are y'all going to approach this, Troy, going out in public or going into places?
Well, for our family, since we're vaccinated, I mean, at least me and my wife and my oldest son were vaccinated, nothing's really going to change for us. As far as the school, you know, first of all, the mask break, I'm just Googling that. Like, is that a thing? Apparently, it is a thing at many schools across the country that they have a mask break. But for us, nothing's really going to change from what we've done recently. You know, and I don't think many things are going to change in Texas when it comes to mask mandates. I really don't think so. I mean, even Governor Abbott came out yesterday with the tweet saying, hey, I lifted this and there's a reason why. It's an individual decision.
Yeah, I don't think the Autofloxacin Fantex is going to be taking the recommendation of the CDC. I don't think so.
I mean, look, the Fantex is saying, you know, some of it I will do what the CDC tells, or what the individual business tells me. That's what it is.
Same here. That's what I'll do.
That's what I'll do. If the individual business wants me to wear one, I have no problem adhering to their rules. None. You know, but if I'm just like, if I'm just going to go to a place that isn't requiring one, I probably won't wear it. If I have to go to the airport, I'll wear one. They require it. I have no problem doing that. As far as my kids, I don't know what they're going to do in school. I know that they have they're good about it. They wear it all the time. They don't have a problem with it, but I have no idea how their school's going to approach
it. What are the numbers in terms of the unruly passenger numbers?
Okay, so this is from the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. Since January 1st, that is New Year's Day, there have been 3,615 unruly passenger reports on airplanes.
600?
3,615. 3,615.
Wow.
2,666 have been.
I finally got the piece of hash brown that I was choking on.
You got it? Is that what that was?
Yeah, it just
How
came
does
up.
It taste the second time?
It just came up. I coughed and it just kicked up. And I was like, why does this keep happening? And the piece of hash brown was on the back of my throat. It just came out.
What a great feeling.
All right.
So 3,615 unruly reports, 2,666 have been refusing to wear a mask, 610 investigations initiated, and 95 cases that had penalties. 30—they even say you could have spent $35,000 on a brand new truck, but instead you're paying a fine because you punched a flight attendant. And that's what the FAA social media account brought up with this little bit of a study that they've had over 3,615 unruly passenger reports.
That's not surprising.
No.
At all.
It's not surprising at all. The amount of people on airplanes that are just nuts right now blows me away.
Well, it's the only place, right, where you're basically, it's mandatory.
Like, yeah.
It's the only place left that we have that you have to wear it at all times.
Yeah, it is. And
so
you know,
it's going to be the place of the most resistance.
Right. And we were sitting here like thinking, you know, at least I was, when we went on the plane the other day to come here, is there going to be an issue? That was the first thing I thought. Is there going to be an issue?
Right.
What's going to happen? And every time you look around, you see someone, you know, hear like a big thud or whatever. You wonder, is there a fight back there? What's going on?
All right, we have another story with Simone Biles pulling out of the team competition, and now she is pulling out of the individual competition. Praised or criticized? Which one should Simone Biles be? The big story from the Olympics, next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, she is taking over the Olympics. It's a story that's bigger than sports. Simone Biles pulling out of the team competition yesterday. The United States ended up with silver. And then this morning, as soon as we went on the air, the news came out that Biles had pulled out of the individual competition as well. Here is Simone on the timeline of events that led her to leave the competition.
Today has been really stressful. We had a workout this morning. It went okay. And then just that 5.5 hour wait or something, I was just like shaking, could barely nap. I've just never felt like this going into a competition before. And I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better. But then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there. So I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
So that was her explanation for what happened. She wasn't feeling it. Didn't perform well in the short time she was out there. Let someone else step in and do it and try to get us on the medal board, on the podium.
You know, the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text has had a ton of opinions on this throughout the morning. And some very positive for her and some very negative, I don't want to say against her, but just negative towards the new way of the modern athlete, not just put their head down and playing or doing whatever. For me, individual sports, I think there's a big mentality difference of, you're much more on the island by yourself. And individual sports get into team with the gymnastics team. It becomes to the point where you still have the individual mentality. I don't see a football player in the Super Bowl ever leaving the game. Because of they just feel like their mental weakness or their mental health is in jeopardy. Because in that moment, they're expecting their mental health to be tested.
Yeah.
When you're in the Super Bowl, when you're in the Olympics, when you're in the World Series, when you're in the U.S. Open, when you're at Wimbledon, I think you expect your mental health to be tested at that point.
Yeah. The other thing that's weird about this is not her first Olympic Games. I would more expect this from someone in their first games versus someone who has done this before, won all the medals, gotten GOAT status, and, your 20th time out there, you have this happen to you versus your first time out there. But Michael Phelps spoke about this as well, the insight towards the pressure that they get. They basically keep saying, look, we're not animals. All right. We're not just robots out there. There are a couple of days when everyone tweets you and you feel the weight of the world. We're people at the end of the day. And sometimes you just have to step back. I didn't want to go out and do something stupid and get hurt. I feel like a lot of athletes speaking up has really helped. We worked with someone who's very good with words. This was Richie Witt writing this yesterday. Wait, ordained U.S. sweetheart gymnast Simone Biles, the one who designed her own diamond-encrusted goat logo on her leotard, is getting praised for sticking around to support her settle for silver teammates at the Olympics. Imagine Dak quitting in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, but hanging around and waving a towel on the bench as the Cowboys lose. Praise? I'm guessing not. Now, Dak would get a lot more criticism than Simone Biles, but he would also get a lot more praise and a pass than 10 or 15 years ago, because mental health and anxiety and depression, it's here. And it wasn't talked about to this degree 10, 15, 20 years ago. And are you going to have some people who use it to get a pass? Hopefully not, but probably. I'm sure there's going to be occasions. If Ben Simmons said he was dealing with anxiety and depression and therefore he wouldn't shoot in the fourth quarter, the treatment of Ben Simmons would be a lot nicer than it has been. And yesterday was, you know, I would say 90% praise of Simone Biles, especially, I mean, I was telling you, who's going to be the one to call her a quitter and say that she's soft? Because whoever goes there, you're going to get lit up, because the easy media thing to do is to go on TV or come on the radio and say, hey, props to her for being brave and being honest, and it doesn't matter that she couldn't perform. Whereas in the past, we would just sit there and talk about choking just like that.
Well, look,
that's how times have changed.
Times definitely have changed. And Autoflex Easy Fantasy, any opinions about her that doesn't take into account the trauma she's endured with repeated rape at the hands of her trainer is an invalid opinion. This is from the obviously with Larry Nassar in the gymnastics situation. You guys are forgetting she just lost a family member. I don't think it's the Olympics. Listen, there is tons of that. If she couldn't have handled the pressure, she should have retired and let someone else have the turn. She's scared to lose. She was scared she could lose for the first time, and she decided to quit. If her stress was off the, hey, you know, I'm not as good as I used to be. I may lose, and that would I can't handle that. That to me is not a reason to do this.
I agree.
If
we don't know,
we don't know. We have no idea. If she is,
that's the thing about this. Nobody can answer.
Nobody
this.
Can answer.
Even if you suffer from something similar,
can't. Everyone's different.
You can't answer. Right?
Everyone's different.
Dalton just hit us up. Didn't this just happen to Playoff P? He didn't get too warm a welcome and a you're right. Paul George talked about his mental struggles in the bubble, and we didn't treat him as nicely as we are Simone Biles.
I think a big part of this is the sport she plays. Team athletes are conditioned to play through
A big part, let's just be honest about it, and let's stop all the BS, all right? We never BS on the show anyway. It also has to do with like her stature and the fact that she's a female. You know, she's a young. These gymnasts are like young looking girls.
She's 24, but usually they're like 17.
Yeah, you look like you're like 16, 17.
Yeah.
She's a sweet young looking girl who has been through a lot. And Paul George is a 6'7" NBA player. So it's like you're a big, tough guy versus the sweet, poor, innocent girl, and there's a difference there in treatment. There just is.
Well, that's a problem for the people who are treating her that way or treating Paul that way. Yeah, that's their own problem. There is no difference. If you're an elite athlete, you're an elite athlete, and you should be treated as such.
Agreed.
And she should be praised or destroyed based on, you know, that and not – well, she's a 5 foot nothing girl who's 20 years old, 24 years old.
But why are we not just giving her credit? You go out there, you're like you're a pitcher or you're a quarterback.
Because we would never give a quarterback credit for that in the Super Bowl.
No, but 70%, you're like, I don't have it. I know the backup is a better option for us to win. And she said the backup here is a better option for us to win. and we're not, you know, we have not talked about the glory she should be getting. Like, she passed up the glory. She stepped aside. And she's like, I don't need it all on me. Whereas maybe we're calling her selfish for going out there and trying to perform at 65% versus letting someone else do it.
Well, I don't know. I guess the answer would be a true great never believes that anyone is better suited to do it than they are.
Okay. True.
She does. She calls herself the GOAT. She does. She put it on her leotard. It's hard to kind of marry the two together when you know,
don't think she can be the greatest of all time with this on her resume.
I think part of sports, part of life, is dealing with playing when you're not at your best.
Yeah.
could be the best physically, mentally, whatever. I think that's part of it. I don't have, look, if she doesn't want to participate, look, that's fine. That's okay. It's her decision, and it's our decision whether or not we want to consider her now the greatest to ever do it, because this has to be, you know, we don't just eliminate this from a Wikipedia page or a biography. This is part of it now.
Yep.
This is as much of part of her story as three gold medals are in the past, or however many gold medals she's won. This is a part of it.
Andrew Luck was trending because of this as well. People saying, oh, what about Andrew Luck just quitting on his team?
Yeah. And you know what?
Well, that wasn't in the middle of a game.
It was in the preseason.
I can't remember how close to the regular season it was.
It was in the middle of a preseason game.
Yeah, but I don't know how. Yeah, well, that. So you're right. That's damn close to the regular season. So people are trying to bring this up to compare that as well. But I think the comparison would be in the middle of a playoff game. Andrew Luck being like, I'm out, see you later, I'm not going to finish this thing.
Right, yeah, I think Andrew Luck quitting...
It's got to be within something of this magnitude while it's happening, right?
Andrew quitting at that time was probably the equivalent of Simone doing this in the Olympic trials.
Yes.
Andrew quitting in the Super Bowl would have been equivalent or akin to this.
Right.
You know, and that's just... Look, she made the decision. She made the decision she felt was best for her. It's on everybody else to determine how, unfortunately, you know, this is what it is. We determine legacies, you and I. We're the official legacy determiners
yes.
of the world. We have
self-appointed.
Self-appointed.
Yeah.
But nobody else was appointing people at this time, so we took on the duty as of that, as they say.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. What a topic. I mean, this thing just has exploded in the past 48 hours out of the team and now out of the individual to focus on herself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.